morning. Let's see your Bibles this morning.
Word.
Okay, now what I want you to do with your Bible is just put that down, because we're not going to read the Bible this morning. We are going to memorize the Bible this morning. Okay? So let's take out your lesson plan, your quiz. And please do not leave the church and tell people that we don't read the Bible, because we do every week. But we are going to have a quiz. We've been going through the book of Exodus, and at the end of every book, we'll go through a quiz of that book, and hopefully you're going to leave today with about 50 pieces of information that you did not know, and I'm sure many of you have not been through this series with us, but I ask you to be patient with us. Let me give you a few announcements before we start. We've been talking about having a three-week fast as a church. We're going to start that on January 9th. If you've been here, you've been hearing about it. If you're new, you don't have to do it, but it's going to be a fruit and vegetable fast. If you don't want to do that, you can do anything you want. But we are challenging people to eat fruits and vegetables only, or drink fruit and vegetable juice only for 3 weeks. And it will be challenging, and we challenge, encourage you also to get a couple people as accountability partners, so three people to be accountability partners with you. And we'll talk more about that as the weeks go by. But be praying about that. Go out and get books on fasting. Talk to your physician. Do all that stuff. But when we start January 9th, which is a Sunday, we're going to go 3 weeks, and we'll pray about the church, pray about your own personal life, your own commitment to the Lord, whatever you want to do. Let me give you a few rules. And by the way, Friday will be here, Friday night for church, for Christmas Eve. Let me give you a few rules for the quiz. You can't be cool when you take the quiz. Look at the person next to you and say, I can't be cool. In other words, we want to highly encourage you, if you want to learn this information, to participate. This is a quiz where you are going to repeat things after me, back and forth. It's highly participatory, okay? It's not where, you know, you're not going to write anything down. Your quiz, the one I gave you, already has the answers, okay? This is for you to take home. We're going to say things back and forth. Please do not be offended by the directives I'm going to give you. I'm going to tell you to say this. I'm going to tell you to do this. I'm going to tell you not to say this, because I'm going to try to guide and direct all of us as a group to say the same thing at the same time. And so if I you know, sound bossy, you know, tell you to do this, say it again, just do it. Don't worry about me being bossy. I'm just trying to get us through. But you have to participate. If you want to learn it, you got to do it. You got to say it. You learn more by what you say than what you read. You more learn by what you do than what you watch, okay? You learn more by what you write than what you read. And so it's more active you are, the more you learn. If you sit there and watch, listen, and read, you will learn less than if you do say and write. And that's just a fact. So we're going to have you say mostly today. Amen? Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord, we just pray. Lord, we want to talk to you and ask you to encourage us this morning. And I pray that people who are here who are visitors, that you will quicken their mind and catch them up on all the information that they may have missed over the last 3 months that we've been going through. And Lord, we know people have missed sermons, but we pray that you connect all the dots this morning and help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to ask you periodically to say something, okay? And you need to say it, okay? Because if you don't, by the end of this, you're going to be wore out, you're going to be so bored, and you're not going to have a great time. You're not going to learn anything. Okay, so in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and Genesis is the book of beginnings. Genesis is the book of beginnings. Everyone say beginnings. Beginnings. Say beginnings. Beginnings. Genesis is the book of. Beginnings. And then God created Adam, Abraham. Abraham had a son named Isaac. Isaac had a son named Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons. One of his sons was Joseph. Everyone say Joseph. Joseph, Joseph was sold by his brothers. Say brothers. Brothers. Into slavery, and they took him to Egypt. Say Egypt. Joseph's family grew to 2.5 million people over 430 years. And when they left Egypt, we have the book called Exodus. Exodus is the book of exit from Egypt. Three E words. Say exit from Egypt. Say Egypt. Genesis is the book of? Genesis is the book of? In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. That's the first book, verse of Genesis. So Genesis is the book of? Exodus is exit from Egypt. Say exit from Egypt. The Jews went to Egypt because somebody was sold into slavery. Who was sold by his brothers? Joseph. Say Joseph. Joseph. Say Joseph. Joseph. And then there was a little boy named Moses who was born. And when he was born, When he was born, there was a death sentence put on his head because Pharaoh commanded that they kill all the little boys. And so when Moses was born, there was a death sentence on his head. What kind of sentence?
Death.
What kind of sentence?
Death.
Same with Jesus. When Jesus was born, there was a death sentence on his head. When Moses was born, his mother hid him in a little ark like Noah. So when Moses was born, his mother put him in a what? His mother put him in a what? She made this little basket and sealed it off with some tar and put it in the reeds of the water. And he was hid there. And then Pharaoh's daughter, Pharaoh's what? Pharaoh's what? She found Moses and raised him in her house. And he was raised and lived in Pharaoh's home for 40 years. Everyone say 40. And then he killed an Egyptian. He what, an Egyptian?
Killed.
He what?
Killed.
And he ran and was a fugitive in the wilderness for 40 years. Say 40. How many years was he in Moses' house? How many years was he in Pharaoh's house? How many years was he in the wilderness? And he ran in the wilderness because he wasn't Egyptian. And when he was born, there was a what sentence on his head? Exodus is the book of what from what? Genesis is the book of what? Very good. When Moses was born, there was a death sentence on his head. His mother put him in a what? His mother put him in a what? Just like Noah, his mother put him in a what? How many years did Moses live in Pharaoh's home? How many years did he live in the wilderness? How many years did he walk around the wilderness with the Jews taking him to the promised land? How many days was he up on Mount Sinai praying and fasting? Very good, very good. How many days was Jesus fasting and praying in the desert? How many days was Elijah fasting in the desert? How many days are you going to fast in January? If you could do 40 in January, that's pretty good. The Bible says Moses was the most humble man. Say humble.
Humble.
Say humble. He lived 120 years, 3 times 40 is 123 is the number of divine perfection, and 140 is the number of testing. He is 3 divine testing periods, and he died on Mount Nebo. Say Nebo.
Nebo.
Say Nebo.
Nebo.
Say Nebo. He was the most what man in the world? And after and he lived in Egypt how many years? And he what, an Egyptian? And he fled and he lived in the wilderness how many years? And he was found in an ark by Pharaoh's what? His mother put him in a what? And when he was born, there was a what sentence on his head? Who was sold into slavery by his brothers? Genesis, the book of what? Exodus is the book of what from where? Very good. Give yourself a hand. That's the first 6 questions of 34. Isn't that fun? Okay, are you ready for the next whatever? Okay, very good. Here we go. Now they had the Exodus. They left the Exodus. Before they left the Exodus, Moses was 80 years old. And he encountered God at the burning bush. Everyone say burning bush. He encountered God at the burning bush at Mount Sinai. Say Mount Sinai. Say Sinai. He died at Mount what? But he saw God at Mount what? And he saw God at the burning bush. Remember the sermon called Talking Fire. There's a sermon CD, if you want to get that, called Talking Fire. When he talked to God at the burning bush, he asked God, what is your name? God says, I am that I am. Say, I am.
I am.
That.
I am.
I am.
I am.
That.
I am.
He says, I am that I am. And God told Moses, go confront Pharaoh. Moses had 5 excuses. Say, excuses. Say excuses. Why he wouldn't go. And his first excuse was, who am I? When God calls you to do something, you may give excuses. And one of your excuses was, who am I? I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I'm not righteous enough. I don't know the Bible good enough. He says, who am I? God says, don't worry about who you are in the eyes of the world. Worry about whose. Say whose. Say whose. Whose you are in the eyes of God. God told Moses, don't worry about who you are. Worry about the fact that I will be with you wherever you go. Always remember, wherever you go, God is with you. God sends you someplace. People around you may not like you. They might treat you right, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about that. All you have to be concerned about is who you belong to. The world will like you one day and hate you the next. Last year, Doug Flutie got put in a game. He started a game, he got put in. I can't remember but he saved the day in his miraculous form, running around. No one could find him. Throwing touchdowns, and after the game, they would interview him and say, oh, you're the greatest. He says, look, a pat on the back is only 1 foot away from a kick in the butt. Take it a day at a time. Man will love you, and they'll hate you. God says you belong to me. That's all you need to worry about. So instead of worrying about who you are in the eyes of the world, you should worry about what? Say whose. Say whose? When God was talking to Moses, he told him to take off his shoes because he was standing on holy ground. Say holy ground. Say holy ground. Say holy ground. When Moses confronted Pharaoh, he only had one thing in his hand. It was called a rod. Say a rod. Say a rod. 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 God sent 10 plagues. Come on now. See, some of this silly stuff is going to help you remember. You're going to walk out there to the car going, rah. We got more of those to come, so you can't, don't try to be cool now. You ever see people worshiping God? They're like, well, praise the Lord. Praise. Don't try to be cool when you worship God. Just let it all hang out, okay? Okay. There's 10 plagues on the Egyptians. And God, with his 10 plagues, judged the gods of the Egyptians. The frogs was a god. The cattle was a god. The Nile was a god. So God judged the gods of the Egyptians. So when God sent the plagues on the Egyptians, he judged the what of them?
God.
The what?
God.
If you worship your money, God will judge your money. If you worship your job, God will judge your job. If you worship your intelligence, he will judge your intelligence. What does that mean? He can take it, frustrate it. You ever feel like you're using all your intelligence, all your experience, and making all the right decisions and nothing works out? Maybe because God is judging you. He's saying, don't, you're putting too much trust in that. Trust me. My ways are not your ways. So these people worship all these things, and God says, listen, you think those things are better than me? Watch how much stronger I am than all that. Never think you have anything that's more powerful, influential, and secure, that can give you more security than God. If you do, God will judge that thing eventually. And you may even, he may not take it from you. It just may not give you the happiness and peace you think it should. And we've all been there. Amen? Amen. You got this perfect guy or this perfect girl. And everything seems to be right in paper, but something ain't right here. Why? Because God ain't in it. And then you meet Magilla Gorilla and fall in love. You know what I'm saying? The 10th plague, there were 10 plagues. The 10th plague was the death of the firstborn. Everyone say firstborn. Say firstborn. Just like Jesus is the firstborn of all creation, God judged the firstborn of everyone in Egypt who didn't put the blood of the lamb on the door. When God sent the plagues on Egypt, he judged the what of the Egyptians? The gods. Say gods. Say gods. Say gods. Genesis, the book of what? Exodus, the book of what? From where? When Moses was born, there was a what sentence on his head? When God sent the plagues on Egypt, he judged the what of the Egyptians? The what of the Egyptians? The singular name, the singular form of the name for God was El. Everyone say El. The plural word was Elohim. Elohim. One more time. Elohim. There should be a vibration in the room. Elohim. Very good. You like that? There's a little hang twang over here there somewhere. One more time. Listen, try to get that twang, that vibration. It should just be vibrating right here. Elohim. Your lips should tickle. Your lips should tickle. You feel that? Okay. The singular word for God is El, El. And the plural word is? Very good. God said, let us make man in our image. Let us, plural, make man in our image, plural. Let Elohim make man in Elohim's image. Almighty God, El Shaddai, El Elohim. God delivered his people from slavery so that they can worship him. God delivered his people from slavery so they can what?
Worship.
What?
Worship.
Now, God did not forgive you of your sins so you can be happy and rich. He did not forgive you of your sins so you can have a good time. He did not forgive you of your sins so you can just get whatever you asked for. He delivered you from your sins so you can worship him properly. During the Passover, the angel of death avoided the homes of the Egyptians, and they put the blood of a lamb. Say blood,
blood.
Of a lamb.
Yeah.
Say blood,
blood
of a lamb.
Yeah.
And just as we are delivered from death by the blood of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, the bread that God sent out of the sky after the Exodus was called manna. Say manna.
Yeah.
Say manna.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus, it represents the bread of life. Say bread.
Bread.
Say bread.
Bread.
Manna. Represented the what of life?
Bread.
What of life?
Bread.
Very good. Let's start from the top. Genesis, the book of?
Beginning.
Do not look at your notes. Look up to me. Look up to me. Genesis, the book of?
Beginning.
Exodus, the book of what from where?
Beginning.
The Jews were in Egypt because who was sold by his brothers into slavery? Moses was born with a what sentence on his head? Like Noah, he was living in a what? And then Pharaoh's what found him? Moses lived how many years in Egypt? And then he what an Egyptian? And he lived how many years in the wilderness? And the Bible says Moses was the most what man in the world? And he was dying on Mount what? He lived how many years? How many years did he live? 120. I know it's not one. It's just still out of there. It's kind of keep you honest. You know what I'm saying? Moses' first encounter with God was when he was at the what bush? At what mountain? The name that God identified himself was what? That. I'll say what. You say the first one. Then I'll say that. You say the next one. What? That. What? That. Now you're going to be in the mall today and someone's going to say what? You're going to say, I am. Okay. God told Moses, take off your shoes because you stand on what? And he gave God five what while he wouldn't go. Say excuses. Say excuses. His first excuse was, who am I? And God said, don't worry about who you are in the earth or eyes of the world. Worry about what? Who? 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 Okay. When Moses confronted Pharaoh, what did he have in his hand? Say rod. The tenth plague that God killed the what of every family. Say firstborn. You may be asking yourself, God killed? Yes, God did. Don't ever presume you think you know what and how God can do, why he can do what he does. How many times have you tried to judge why someone was doing something only to find out you didn't know the whole story? All y'all who watch CSI, how many people watch CSI? Okay, you think you know what it is? Until the end. And don't think if you can't figure out a TV show made on by Jerry Bruckheimer, which he makes great shows, I'm not trying to criticize him, but he ain't God. Don't think if you can't figure out a show, how are you going to figure God out? God can never contradict his character. So therefore, if he did something like that, he has the right to do it, and we'll know why later on. The plagues that God sent to Egypt were there to judge the what of the Egyptians. The what of the Egyptians. The singular form for the name of God is what? Just like in Spanish, El is the. Did you say El? Say El. And the plural name is? God delivered his people from slavery so they could what him? During the Passover, the angel of death avoided the homes of the Israelites because they put the what? Of the what? The blood. Say blood. And lamb. Of the lamb of the door. Remember, they had to get a lamb 1 year old, no blemish, no ticks, no fleas, no eczema. They had to kill a lamb after they lived in the house for 4 days. They killed it after it became part of their family, and they put the blood on the door and the lintel. And the angel of death came in and said, I see the blood of the lamb, I'm passing over you. Same thing when you ask Christ to be your Savior, the blood of the lamb. Jesus is the lamb that was slain. That is one of his many titles, the lamb that was slain. And when his blood is over your heart, the angel of death will pass over you. That is not a free ticket to heaven. It's a responsibility to walk with God and live a holy life. Don't think because you pray to pray you can do what you want, because you cannot. God will discipline you. He will punish you. In this life, now. Okay? Don't play games with God. Number 16, whatever the next one, number 18 I think it is. Whatever the next question is. Is it 18? Where it says soon? What is it? 18. Soon, okay, don't look at it. Look at me. Look at here. Look. Soon after they left Egypt, the people started murmuring. They went, wah. Everyone say, murmur. You got to feel this down here. Murmur. They started whining and complaining because there was no food and water. And God got tired. It was after 3 days of them walking. They ran out of food, ran out of water. Wah. We don't have any food. We don't have any water. And God says, shut up. Tired, y'all. For real. He wanted to kill them. Tell Moses, I'm going to kill him. And whenever all these people who complained, not one of them made it to the promised land. If you are a complainer, you will never, ever, ever experience the fullness of God's joy in your life. Complaining does nothing but bring you and everyone else around you down. It quenches the spirit of God. Don't complain. Two things you want to do. One, be thankful. Say thankful. Thankful. Say thankful. Thankful. Be thankful for what you have. Even though what you have may not be what you want, it's what you need. You may not have what you want. It ain't about you getting what you want. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. It says you can ask for what you want, but it ain't about God getting you what you want. It's about him giving you what you need. what he thinks you, what he wants you to have. So you should be thankful. Thankful, God, I don't have a new car right now. It's okay. Thank you that I'm not totally healthy right now. It's okay. It ain't about you getting what you want, because you know what? We don't really know what we want. Because how many times have you gotten what you wanted, then you realize you don't want it? That's going to happen Saturday. You're going to get what you want. You know what you're going to do? You're going to complain. Of all the complainers that entered, all the complainers that left Egypt, guess how many entered the promised land? Say zero. Say none.
None.
And when they left the promised land, they didn't have food and water. What did they start to do? Say mama. Say mama. The singular name for God is what? The plural name is what? Instead of complaining, two things you should do. Be thankful. Say thankful.
Thankful.
And think of solutions. Say solutions.
Solutions.
In other words, if something ain't right, fix it. If something's not working right, instead of complaining about it, go deal with it. Don't complain and deal with it. Just deal with it with a smile on your face. Matter of fact, be thankful that God allows you to be the person to deal with it. Imagine that. At Mount Sinai, Moses received instructions that only the sons of his brother Aaron, say sons. Say sons. His brother Aaron, say Aaron.
Aaron.
Remember when Moses said, God, I don't want to go. He says, I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you. You and Aaron go to Moses, to Pharaoh. So Aaron was with Moses the whole time. And then when he set up the priesthood, he said, only Aaron's sons can be priests. So only the what of his brother Aaron? Only the what?
Sons.
Say sons.
Sons.
Say sons. And what was his brother's name?
Aaron.
When all the people left the promised land, and when all the people left Egypt and they didn't have drink, food, and water, what'd they do? What'd they do? And instead of murmuring, you should be do two things. Be what? And think of what? Okay, when Moses confronted Pharaoh, what did he have in his hand? And when Moses was born, there was a what sentence on his head? And his mother put him in a what? And who, Pharaoh's what, found him? And he lived in her house how many years? And he ran because he wanted him what? And he ran and he lived in the wilderness how many years? And he died on Mount what? And when he met God at the burning what? At what mountain? And God told him to take off his shoes because he stood on what? Very good. Look at that. Look at that. Give yourself a hand. Good. Okay. Moses spoke to God face to face like a man speaks with his friend. This is Exodus 33:11. That's a memory verse. Three words that start with F. I'm going to say blank. And you're going to say face. And then I'm going to say two. And you're going to say face. Like a man speaks with his. Say friend. Moses spoke to God blank. Sorry. Let's try. I'm going to say Moses spoke to God two. Like a man speaks to his. Let's try him again. Moses spoke to God blank two. Like a man speaks to his. Very good. That was hard. The Ten Commandments were given how many times? Say two. The Ten Commandments were given two times because of the golden calf incense. Say golden.
Golden.
Say golden.
Golden.
Moses goes up on the Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. He's fasting. He gets the Ten Commandments. And while he's up there, his brother Aaron. What was his brother's name?
Aaron.
What was his brother's name?
Aaron.
His brother Aaron. All the people say, Aaron, we don't know what happened to your brother. Let's make an idol that we can worship. So Aaron says, take off your earrings and your gold chains and your nose rings and all that kind of stuff that they stole from the Egyptians when they left. Put it in the fire. And the Bible says that we put it in the fire and this calf came out. Yeah, all by itself. And they started to worship the calf. Moses came down, saw them worshiping the calf, and he took the Ten Commandments and threw them on the ground, broke them. He was so mad. And God says, I'm going to kill all these people. Moses said, please don't kill them. Blot me out. Take my life instead. God said, all right, I won't kill them. You can read it. Chapter 32:33. Don't believe me. So Moses got the Ten Commandments. He had to go back up and get the Ten Commandments again. He got the Ten Commandments how many times? How many times? How many times? Because of the what calf incident? Say golden. Remember earrings, chains, gold rings, all that kind of bling bling. They put it in the fire and the gold calf came out. The Ten Commandments were written by the what of God? Everyone say finger. Do this. Say finger.
Finger.
Now watch this. The Ten Commandments written by the finger of God on stone. Say stone.
Stone.
Say stone.
Stone.
The Ten Commandments written by the finger of God on stone. The Ten Commandments written by the what of God?
Finger.
On what?
Stone.
They were written on stone because it was supposed to be permanent. They're written on stone because it indicated what? It was what?
Permanent.
Say permanent.
Permanent.
Say permanent.
Permanent.
It was written on both sides of stone because it was symbolic that it was complete. Say complete.
Complete.
Say complete.
Complete.
The Ten Commandments were written by God, by the what of God?
Yeah.
And he wrote them in what?
Stone.
And the reason he wrote it in stone because it was what?
Permanent.
And the reason he wrote it on both sides because it was what?
Permanent.
And Moses was 40 days on what mountain when he got it?
Permanent.
And when he came, how many times did he write the Ten Commandments? And because of the what calf incident? Genesis, the book of what? Exodus, the book of what? Very good. Hey, 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 hey. Last section, number 24, the tabernacle. Now, remember the tabernacle is the temporary church that they built, the temporary temple. They built it from all the materials they got from the Jews. And there were three parts to it. There was a court, say court. And then there was a little tent called a holy place, say holy place. And then inside that was a little room called the Holy of Holies. Say Holy of Holies. It's like the bad of the bad, the good of the good, the righteous of the righteous, the big of the big. It's the court, say court. Say holy place. Say Holy of Holies. The high priest, remember the priest, was only had to be a descendant of Aaron. All the priests were descendants of Aaron. What was Moses' brother's name? When Moses was born, his mother put him in a what? Who found him? Pharaoh's what? Okay, how many years did he live with Pharaoh's daughter? Okay, now you have this tabernacle, and the priest, the high priest, once a year would go into, not the court, not the holy place, the Holy of Holies on the day of at-one-ment. Not atonement, I mean, that is a way you can pronounce it, but we're going to pronounce it at-one-ment. Everyone say at, say one-ment. Because the day of atonement was when two things that were divided, man and God, were made one. That's atonement, to make peace with somebody. So say at one mint. Once a year, the high priest would go into the holy place, not the court, not the holy place, but the Holy of Holies. He would go once a year on the day of what? Everyone say at one mint. Say at one mint. He would go in there and he would seek forgiveness for the sins of Israel. Say sins.
Sins.
The sins of Israel. Say sins.
Sins.
Say sins.
Sins.
Now, the ark, the little box in the Holy Holies, was called the Ark of the Covenant. Remember Raiders of the Lost Ark? Excuse me, the ark had two pieces. It had a box and then a seat on top called the mercy seat. Say mercy seat.
Mercy.
Say mercy seat.
Mercy.
The mercy seat was made of solid gold. Solid what?
Gold.
Solid what?
Gold.
The ark, which was the box, was made of wood. Say wood.
Wood.
Covered by gold. Say gold.
Gold.
So the box was wood. Covered by what?
Gold.
It was what?
Wood.
Covered by what?
Gold.
The wood represented humanity. Say humanity.
Humanity.
And the gold represented deity. Say deity.
Deity.
Humanity and deity, Jesus Christ, all man, all God. The mercy seat was solid what?
Gold.
All God. That's what that meant. Inside was the Ten Commandments and a couple other things. The mercy seat was made of solid what?
Gold.
And the gold represented what? Say deity.
Deity.
Say deity.
Deity.
The mercy seat was solid gold. Say solid gold.
Solid, gold.
Solid what?
Gold.
Solid what?
Gold.
And the gold represented what?
Deity.
And the ark was made of what?
Wood.
Covered by what?
Gold.
Say wood.
Wood.
Say wood.
Wood.
Covered by what?
Gold.
Okay. High priest went into the where did he go once a year?
Holy.
Say Holy of Holies.
Holy.
On the day of what?
Amen.
And he went there to get forgiveness for the what of Israel? Say sins.
Sins.
Say sins.
Sins.
Jesus Christ had to go into the Holy of Holies one time. And he offered his own blood. Say one time.
One.
And he offered his own what?
Blood.
He offered his own what?
Blood.
Why? Because he needed no forgiveness because he was holy. Now, last question. When the tabernacle was complete, it was filled with the glory of God. Say glory.
Glory.
Say glory. When the tabernacle was complete, it was filled with God's what?
Glory.
God's what? God delivered the people from Exodus, from slavery, so they can want him. So when they got the tabernacle, they were out in the wilderness, and they finally got everything right. Guess what? God's glory came. So when the tabernacle was complete, what filled the tabernacle? God's what?
Glory.
Now, on the mercy seat were two angels. They had wings, and their wings touched each other, and they faced each other. They were made of solid gold. And two angels, plural, was called cherubim. Cherubim. What is a singular form of that? Cherub. Mercy seat, chair, cherub. One. Two or more cherubim. El Elohim. Okay, we say ing, they say I am. Okay? Are you ready to do the whole thing? Let's do the last few just so we can get that right, and then we'll do the whole thing. The tabernacle was divided into three sections. The first section was the? Everyone say court. Say court. Then you had the? Say holy place. Say holy place. Then you had the holy of holies. Say holy of holies. Holy of holies. Okay, the Ark of the Covenant had a seat on top. It was what kind of seat called the? Say mercy seat. Why? Because that's where you get mercy. That's where you get mercy. Remember, the priest would go in, and if he did anything wrong in their holy of holies, God would kill him, and they would pull him out with a rope on his ankle. He had bells around his robe, and he would go in there, jingle, 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 jingle. He would do his thing, jingle, 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 and if he did anything wrong, God would kill him. Nobody wanted to go in and get him, so they pull him out with this rope that was around his ankle. Now, when he went in, he was going there to beg for mercy on the mercy seat. Okay, so on top of the ark was the what seat? And what was it made of? Solid what? And the ark was made of what? Covered by what? The wood represented what? The gold represented what? Very good. The day that the high priest went in once a year was called the day of what? Very good. Very good. Very good. Now, the only people who could be priests were the blank of Moses' brother named what? What was Moses' brother's name? And who? Yes, thank you. I didn't know how I was going to word that sentence. Moses spoke to God blank to blank as a man speaks to his blank. What?
Face.
Man speaks to his. Turn to the person next to you saying just and say just like that. And you know what happened was they started talking about Moses and started talking behind his back saying he wasn't God's man. He wasn't this. He didn't know what he was doing. And God says, listen, let me tell you something. I speak to Moses face to face. The man speaks to his friend. Do not criticize Moses. Be careful whose back you talk behind. Be careful whose back you talk behind. Be careful what you do to little children. The Bible says that angels sit before God's face. You mistreat a child, God doesn't need the angel to tell him, but the angel will tell him. Be careful who you mistreat. Okay? Okay. Okay. Have you guys been looking at this yet? Good. You don't need it, right? Put it down, throw it away. Don't throw it away. Just put it in your pocket, in your Bible, where you can't see it, you can't cheat. Everyone say, no cheaters.
No cheaters.
Okay. If someone next to you is cheating and you know them, you have to know them. Do this. Bap. But only if you know them. Okay, here we go. Genesis is the book of? Genesis is the book of? Exodus is the book of what from where? The Jews were in Egypt because whose brother sold him to slavery?
Joseph.
When Moses was born, he had a what sentence on his head?
Yes.
And like Noah, he was put in a what?
Fire.
He was found and raised by Pharaoh's what?
Fire.
He lived in her home for how many years?
40.
And then he, what, an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Then he ran and lived in Midian for how many years?
40.
The Bible says Moses was the most what man in the world?
Awesome.
And then he died. He lived 120 years and died on what? Mount what?
Yeah.
The Bible says Moses' first encounter with God was at the what bush?
Right.
At Mount what? God, when Moses said, what is your name? God says, blank that blank. What?
I am.
Very good. I am that I?
I am
that I am that I am that I am. There's a group called Cross Movement. They have a song called I Am That I Am. If you don't like rap, you will love this song. See, the key to music, and I learned this because I don't like rock and roll necessarily. But the key to music is to listen to the words. There is no such thing as Christian music. There's only Christian lyrics. There's no such thing as Christian music. There's no such thing as non-Christian music. There's just music. But it's the lyrics that make the song. And they have a song called I Am That I Am. It is unbelievable. It's all Bible. And then some Ebonics and slang that really brings it alive. But it is an unbelievable song. Okay, the name that God used to identify himself was blank that blank. What?
I am.
All right. God told Moses that when he went to take off his shoes because he stood on what? And then Moses gave him how many what? Five something for not going to confront. What are they? Five what? Five what? Five what? The first excuse was, who am I? And God says, don't worry about who you are. Worry about what? Whose you are, who you belong to. When Moses stood before Pharaoh, the most powerful man in the world, demanded him to release all the Jews, his whole workforce, the only thing Moses had in his hand was a what? And the 10th plague, matter of fact, let me back up. The plagues were sent to judge the what of the Egyptians? The what of the Egyptians? Remember, the frog was a god, the Nile was a god, the cattle was a god, the locust, they worshiped the locust and respected the worship, the locust. The 10th plague was the death of a what? Everyone say firstborn. Say firstborn. I saw it last week, last Saturday night, not yesterday, 8 days ago, that the Discovery Channel, that they think they found the mummy of Pharaoh's firstborn son. The Pharaoh of Egypt, of the Pharaoh of the Exodus. They think they found the mummy of his son. Okay. The Bible has more evidence to verify its truth than any literary work in the history of the world. Period. And if you ever want to, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of books, maybe not thousands, but a whole lot. More information you can ever learn to verify all that. And if you watch TV carefully, like Discovery Channel, they're telling you this really happened. We have his body right here. It's just like the Bible said. Okay? The singular word for God is what? The singular word for God is what? And the plural word is what? The singular word for angels, what? The singular word is what? And their plural name is? Now, by the way, there's other names for angels like seraphim, cherubim. Okay, so that's not the only word. God delivered his people from slavery so they can what him? So they can what him? During the Passover, the angel of death went over the homes of the Israelites because they placed the what of a what on their door? Say blood of a lamb. Jesus is the lamb that was slain for our sins. The bread that God sent from the sky after the Exodus was called what? Manna. Say manna. Manna. Say manna. Manna. And it represented the what of life as Jesus does. Bread. Say bread. Soon after they left Egypt, the people began to what? Murmur. How many of the murmurers made it to the promised land? How many of the murmurers made it to the promised land? Instead of complaining, what should we do when we don't have our way? We should be what? And we should think of what? At Mount Sinai, Moses, God told Moses, only the blank of your brother blank could be priest. The what? Of his brother who? God spoke to Moses blank to blank as a man speaks to his blank. Very good. The Ten Commandments were given how many times? Everyone say two. 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 Just think. Two, okay? The Ten Commandments were given how many times? And because of the what calf incident? Remember they took the gold chains, gold earrings, gold bling bling, and put it in the fire, and the calf came out and they worshiped. The Ten Commandments were given to Moses while he spent how many days on Mount what? How many days? How many days? Mount what? The Ten Commandments were written by the what of God? Say finger. And they were written in what? Say stone. And the stone was used because the Ten Commandments were supposed to be what? And he used both sides because they were what? The tabernacle was divided into three sections. The first section was the? The second section was the? The second, third was? The seat that was on top of the ark was called the what seat? Everyone say mercy. The ark was made of what? Covered by what? The wood represented what? The gold represented what? The mercy seat was solid what? Two angels that were on top of the mercy seat with their wings touching were called what? Plural. They were what? And the singular was? The high priest would go into the Holy of Holies to ask for forgiveness of what of Israel? And what was the day he would go in? Let's do it in three syllables. One more time. Let me, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Do it from right, left to right on you. Very good. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We only got two more. The high priest made atonement for the sins with the blood of animals, and he had to get forgiveness for his own sins. But Jesus, the great high priest, did not have to seek forgiveness. Say forgiveness. He did not have to seek forgiveness. He offered his own blood. Say own blood. Just say blood. One time. Say one time. Once and for all. Jesus, the high priest had to go in every year. Jesus did it once because his blood was sinless. Last question. When the tabernacle was complete, it was filled with God's what?
Glory.
Give yourself a hand. Let me give you a couple of hints. When you read the Bible, which you should every day, if you can somehow identify the things you want to learn, whether you get it or something you don't know, in other words, what does this word mean? Look the word up and then write yourself a question with an answer. And if you just write, and this is one way, write yourself a question or a statement like, the cover of the ark was the mercy seat, and underline it. And that's your quiz to yourself. And so if you, and instead of reading all these words, break it up into facts that you understand. And then talk about those facts. And so when it comes up in conversation, or you're thinking about it, or you need some, you know, I need a verse about this, or God, what do you do about this? This fact will come into your mind, and because you're not going to remember and understand a sea of information, unless you're just very, very, very intelligent genius. But most of us are not. And so you want to break it into little bite-sized pieces, okay? And so, matter of fact, in that song, I Am That I Am, he talks about breaking the word into bite-sized pieces, like a peanut brittle gets stuck to the roof of your mouth. And you start to memorize it, and you start to chew on it and understand it. So you get these little bite-sized pieces and you fill in the blanks. This is not rocket science. They do this in first grade. This is simple. But look how much information you can learn. And if every day you learn one fact, that's 365 facts a year, which you can learn five a day easy. If you just talked about it every day. You know the Bible says meditate on the word day and night? This is what it's talking about. Just tell yourself. God spoke to Moses face to face like a man speaks to his friend. God spoke to Moses face to face. That's meditating on God's word. And guess what's going to come out of your mouth one day? God's, please speak to me face to face. That's how it is. If you did that every day, remember, God's word is not just facts. It's the Holy Spirit. It's going to interact with your life. And this stuff is going to become real to you. So let me challenge you in that. And take your quiz. Do not throw that quiz away. Practice with your friends, your family. Do it a month from now, 2 months from now. Hopefully you have the one on Genesis. If you don't, go to our website. We have the one from 4 months ago, and it was 54 questions, 20 more questions, 84 facts on Genesis. Get that and quiz yourself. That's how you learn. And what's going to happen? One day you're going to be standing out talking. You're just going to know something. Someone's going to say, oh, you're the ark. Yeah, the ark was made of gold covered with wood and mercy with solid gold. You're going to know it. You're going to be like, And you're going to say, why are you calling the mercy seat? Because that's where you come to get mercy from God. I know this. And your friends are going to think you went to Bible college. Well, all you did was go to church one day for 40 minutes and you got it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. Lord, you say your word is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to divide the spirit and the soul. We pray that you would speak to us. I pray you would stir people's hearts and their minds as they're driving home, as they're laying in bed tonight, as they're going to work tomorrow, that you would start to speak this stuff to them, and they would get their quiz out, carry it with them, and learn, and I pray you would transform their heart in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
See you Friday night at the Christmas Eve.